Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. We're looking forward to another great night. Again, we welcome, you know, all our longtime callers and listeners. And we have some couple of special guests tonight from Colorado. Let's go ahead and invite Richie. Richie, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I'm here, Roy. We're missing Adrian tonight. It's, you know, you callers hear my brother talking, and he's got a lot of exciting things he talks about, and especially doing a lot of healing and stuff. And you know, you can feel you can also email him or get a hold of him on some healings and stuff, and he's really good at doing that. But I just want to tell everybody hello, and we have another great night of Astro Minds 2012 and radio. So I'll go ahead and leave it to you there, Roy, and you can go ahead and start it out wherever you want.
Okay. Thank you, Richie. Let's go ahead and invite on here another special guest by the name of John. He's from southern Colorado, from the town of Pueblo. John, are you there?
Yes, I am, and it's a privilege to be on here.
And we thank you for joining us tonight. And Richie's my oldest son, and he, you know, has a good friendship with John. There, they both live close by each other, and John's had a lot of experiences over the years. You said that you had your own radio show. What did you do, John?
I mainly played music, all sorts of music.
What kind of music did you play, John?
Everything from country to metal.
Wow.
That's great. Made a lot of people happy, you know, listening to your music. Did you get to talk to very many people on your show, John, or just mainly played the music?
Just mainly played the music.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, on our radio show, we like to, you know, talk about things out of the ordinary. And, you know, one of the main things is, you know, UFO sightings or alien encounters. And what's your feelings on that, Rita?
Well, my feelings on UFOs and alien encounters, I do believe that they're, you know, they're really true. You know, I was talking about that movie Fire in the Sky being a true story. Actually, it happened in the state of Utah, where there was there was some brothers that went into the woods. They were traveling back home, and they noticed a bright light in the universe, the outer space. Well, they looked up, and when they were driving, and they pulled off the side of the highway. Got out, walked out in the woods. They were seeing this bright light, but they seen what they looked as a UFO, and they were amazed at what they were seeing. And one of the brothers had walked out to investigate this UFO, and as he did, he looked up and he could see the bright light, and you know, and they were just amazed at what they were seeing. But he got closer to this UFO. And their brothers were watching his brother that was watching this UFO, and this UFO basically abducted him, had pulled him up through the light, and had pretty much zapped him up into the UFO, into their aircraft. And after they UFO took off, and they were very scared after that. You know, they were pretty shocked. You know, this is a true story. So anybody that wants to watch that Fire in the Sky, you know, it's about an alien abduction, and this guy, you know, he's seen so many things of aliens experimenting on him, and this has happened to many people from generations. It's been experienced through this, and you know, I do believe that these extraterrestrials, you know, they want to find out about us, and they're trying to find out us about every day, every night. You know, they're investigating. They want to know who we are. I don't think there's so much they want to hurt us, but they want to know, you know, about us Earthlings. You know what I mean? So, you know, what's your feelings about that, John? I mean.
Well, I've seen plenty of UFOs.
Yeah.
But you don't always know what exactly they are.
You're right. Yeah, and, you know, and I'm sure that is, you know, listeners out there that we really don't know what they are. I mean, you know, but... You know, are they government UFOs? Is it something from the government, or are they actual coming from other planets, other universe, you know, wherever they're coming from?
Right.
But, yeah, yeah. And, you know, and I've seen plenty, and I'm sure that listeners out there have, you know, if you have experience with UFOs, we brought up this subject tonight, and this subject that I enjoy very much. So I do. Now you're talking about the Chupacabra, John. That was found in Mexico, somewhere down in Mexico. But you said something about that they had mistaken it for a. Well, other people believe it's a extraterrestrial.
Yes.
Yeah. And what is that, do you know about the Chupacabra? What is it exactly?
It's supposedly a beast that would suck out all the blood from an animal, mainly goats.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So, what about you? What about your experiences with UFOs or the supernatural?
Well, I'd like to, you know, share an experience I just had a couple years ago. I was with a friend of mine, one of the guys that I used to work with, invited me up on his property up in the mountains. We stayed in his motor home, and I was in the back room looking out the back window. I could see the sky, and it was a pretty clear night that night. It must have been about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I kept looking up, and I could see a really bright star.
Huh.
But what was amazing, it kept getting closer and closer to the mountain, and then then it turned into a really bright light, and it lit up, you know, all the trees and that side of that mountain.
Wow!
And then
it
almost centered to that Fire in the Sky, the movie. You know how it was.
Yeah.
In the movie, they saw a bright light.
Right, and I was also thinking about as those who have ever seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that spaceship that you've seen, this UFO, and it was almost similar like that, you know, where they'd have the big spotlight and they were going down through the cities and through the, you know, mountains and stuff. And, I mean, yeah, that's... I think my encounter was like a fireball that I seen. It was in Utah. I was a security guard patrolling on a Saturday morning about 5 a.m. and I was walking around the building, and I usually like to look up in the universe and the stars, and I'm sure like everybody that you like to gaze into the universe. And as I was looking, I could see a fireball that was it was way up there. I couldn't tell how far exactly, but as I was watching it, it started coming closer down. And it was coming closer down, and at first I thought it was an asteroid or a meteor. And as I was watching it, it was just coming closer down. It was heading south. Well, it stopped up above me. It came down probably about, I would say about maybe 500 feet above me, and it stopped. It went to a dead stop, and like it was just watching me, like it knew something, you know, this UFO or whatever it was. And as I had turned my head, I was walking to go get the other guard. And, you know, they always say security, you always see the unknown things, the creepy things, and we do, you know. It always seems like that. But anyhow, I went to go get the other guard, and this UFO or whatever it was, it just took off. It went through the clouds. It was gone. It looked like it took the speed of light, you know. It was just gone in seconds. So, you know, I don't know. John, have you seen something like that before at Fireball?
Sort of,
yeah. How about you, Ray? Have you seen one like that too? Like the Fireball UFO like?
Well, mainly what I've seen was like a really bright, it was almost like a big beam of light.
Wow, that's, yeah.
And it was up by the top of the mountain.
Wow. You were talking about that one day. You were saying that this thing was getting brighter and brighter, like it was watching you.
But it was just staying like watching me or even trying to read my mind.
Wow. Like maybe a mental telepathy, like the you know, you were talking about that, John, about UFOs that could read our minds, the mental, like stuff like that. That's just amazing. That is. You know, and anybody, I'm just going to share this, any callers out there tonight, please feel free. If you have a paranormal, anything in paranormal, we're really into ghosts too. We're into spirits and stuff like this. So if you want to talk about them, you know, bring those subjects up. UFOs, any of that stuff, any supernatural stuff we're really into, you know.
And that call-in number is area code 646-721-9720. And, you know, feel free to call in and share your experiences with us. We're you know, gladly, you know, to do that. And I think everybody else would be interested also.
Yes. You know, and I'm just going to say, too, if you have a paranormal or, you know, I know this is not exactly Halloween, but normally Halloween we do like the, you know, the ghost talk and stuff like that, but that's okay. You guys have anybody out there that has experience with ghosts, please give us a call. Anything supernatural, paranormal. And as long, you know, but if you can get a shiver up and down our spine, that's what we want. We want something that can really, you know, right, John? You know, something that we can hear. You know, if it involves the cemeteries or whatever it is that you can let us know. You know, I was a paranormal investigator.
That goes bump in the night.
Well, yeah, exactly. Whatever goes bump in the night. And, you know, I was a paranormal investigator. Me and my wife was for a few years or so. And I was investigating ghost towns, Cripple Creek in Florence here in Colorado, and lots of parts in New Mexico. Southern New Mexico, Las Cruces, and those areas down there too, Arizona. And, you know, I'll tell you, there's a lot of haunted places. There's a lot of haunted places. And it's just that some people don't realize how haunted places are. You know, and if you ever have experienced being in a haunted place, or maybe that your house could be haunted itself, or wherever you're at, please give us a call, you know, whatever that you want to, you know, share with us on that experience. But whatever you'd like to talk about, John, go ahead, you know, or whoever. Anything you want to talk about?
Nothing in particular.
Mm-hmm. Now, John, you were talking to me, too, also about the, you've had ghost sightings before. You said you've seen spirits and ghosts.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, where did you see this? You said you've seen it out here in the Pueblo County area. What did you see exactly?
It was sort of like mist, but it was a... a corporeal body.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. And so did you, when you seen this this ghost or whatever that you seen, did you run away from it, or did you just kind of just, was you just watching it? It wasn't something that
I
was fearful, right?
I watched it, really.
Yeah. You know, some people, they would, you know, if they see a ghost, they take off and run, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it depends on how you take it, you know, and how you, when you see something like that, you know. And, you know, I've been to places where, you know, it was, send that shiver up and down your spine where it got pretty eerie, you know, especially old cemeteries and old mortuaries that I've been in also.
Yeah.
And old abandoned hotels, you know. They kind of give you the heebie-jeebies, they used to say heebie-jeebies. And like you were saying about that, Roy, about whatever bumps in the night, you know. And
Ricky,
that's what we want to hear.
If you share that story with our listeners about that cat that you used to have?
Let's see. Was that the cat that was... That a friend of mine had gave me a yellow, like a tomcat. It was a yellow one, and it was just... this thing was, it wasn't any unnormal cat, okay? This cat was, I believe, was possessed, okay? This cat was not normal. This cat would, you know, when I first got it, I had it in a kennel, and she's trying to take it out, and it basically was trying to attack her. Well, when we did open up the cage, it shot out. It went underneath the bed. Underneath our bed we lived in a place called Twilla, Utah, and she was looking underneath, and I looked underneath. My wife says, "You got to look underneath here." The cat, we could not find the cat at all, and I looked underneath, and I shined the flashlight, and the cat's eyes were glowing red. They were glowing red, and it had like a very deep snarl, like it was not normal. This cat was just not normal. And I knew this cat had to have, you know, he either had, you know, he was possessed, or there was something going on with this cat. Okay. So the only way that I got the cat out is to, you had to kind of push him with the broom to get him out, and then we hurried and threw a blanket over him right away, and he was trying to tear at us, you know, tear us up. And we just hurried and put him in the kennel, and I took him back to the person I got him from. I said, this cat, we can't take this cat, you know. It's just, but it wasn't normal. And I've never seen a cat's eye glow red. You know, not, it was more like a, just wasn't a normal, you know, cat, you know. And I've seen other animals around that I've seen that wasn't normal too. You know, that they weren't normal. They were eyes glowing red and beast-like looking creature or animal. And they just, you know, basically something that you don't want to meet in a dark alleyway, you know. But, you know, I think that there is, things that, like I say, that and you were talking about animals coming back from the dead, you know, stuff like that, you know, that, and, you know, and that's very popular.
Cemetery.
Yeah, Pet Cemetery, exactly, Pet Cemetery. And those who ever seen that, watch that movie if you ever, you know, want to get the heebie-jeebies. And, you know, it's somewhat, you know, it's fiction, some of it is, but, you know, some of it could be, you know, could be true, you know. And that's just it, yeah, that's just it. But, so, we have any callers right now?
No callers.
No callers at this time, okay. Well, anything that you want to talk about, would you like to talk about?
Well, you were telling me that John has a lot of creativity where he's able to make things, costumes or props or anything like that. You want to share with us, you know, what are his, you know, talents? What is, you know, what kind of creative things did he make?
Yeah, John, you want to talk about it?
Sure.
Okay,
sewing. I sew a lot of my own clothes. I can draw. I'm not good at painting, but I can do a decent job painting. I can do graphic design.
Are you, John, do you do, if you want to share with the listeners out there, is this special effects? You're just talking about special effects costumes that you make, right? From
yeah,
movies and stuff? Okay, that's the kind of stuff, yeah. Yeah, and it, you know, and it's, I like a lot of that stuff too. You know, I'm really into it too. And myself, I like to make, I made a lot of Prosper haunted houses and things like that. And I really enjoy doing that stuff, you know, makeup and special effects, you know. But
what's that?
It's a lot of fun.
What's that TV series that really show these people that have contests making different costumes and stuff?
Oh, that was on the sci-fi. That one's, thinking Monster Makers.
Face-Off.
Oh. Yeah,
now,
Face-Off. That's it, Face-Off. Very good show. Very good show. And I'm sure that, you know, listeners out there, they've seen Face Off. That, yes, that is so neat. You know, they are very creative. Very creative doing that. Yes. And that's the kind of stuff I like to do, too. That's stuff I like to design and stuff like that, too. Special effects makeup and stuff. But, anyhow, you know,
you want to share with some of the listeners about your, you know, how you were able to, you know, work in some of these haunted houses and as an actor and the different places where you went, what you did?
Yeah, I can, you know, I can. I've got about, you know, this is, well, the state of Utah, mostly in Colorado here. I worked in different haunted houses. The one we did work at, it was called Rocky Point Haunted House. It was in Utah, and those who've ever been to it before, it was probably the most most scariest haunted house. You know, I did help in makeup and stuff like that, and I did a lot of acting, and I enjoyed spooking people. That's what I, you know, and somewhat I still like to enjoy doing, you know, dressing up for haunted houses or Halloween. And now John was also talking about, you worked in the 13th floor, right, John? You're in Denver?
Yes.
What did you do there, John?
I pretty much was an actor that scared people.
Wow.
I would dress up as different things each year and...
Yeah, tell them about the 13th floor, about the 13th floor of this haunted house. What, like you would talk to me.
Well, the 13th floor is 13 floors of pure terror. If you could actually get to the very top of the 13th floor, of the 13 floors, you would get your money back.
Wow. Have you
That's
ever heard of that?
If you could get up there.
Yeah, they had one here in Denver, and I believe in Salt Lake. It was made from an old sail asylum, like an old sail asylum, like hospital. And they, I think it was in Salt Lake or Provo or somewhere, but they had one from a mental institution, And they actually had patients that worked there that would... it would perform this haunted house. But, it was...
Interesting. I just wanted to share with you, and John, there was a haunted hospital in Tooele, Utah, that me and Adrian went to, and we worked with the paranormal group.
Yes, I do remember that one. I do.
Yeah. But what was interesting, there was some spirits in that hospital that we found out about, and they were not friendly spirits.
Oh, wow.
Actually, Adrian got one of them scratched his stomach.
Ooh. No, those are no.
He saw a scratch. He even showed me his stomach, and there was like a, it almost looked like a sharp blade that, cut into his skin.
Ooh.
But it wasn't so deep,
Now, this was a paranormal investigator, or was this?
This was
this
a haunted, that they used for Halloween. But it was a haunted hospital.
Oh, jeez.
And that we found out back in the early times of, when the United States was at war with Germany, they were experimenting in that hospital.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's creepy. That's a creepy one. Yeah, those are the ones that really that give you the heebie-jeebies. Those are the ones when they put them in hospitals and stuff in these haunted houses.
Yeah.
Because they're really truly haunted. They're really truly haunted. I've talked to several people that had worked in hospitals, abandoned hospitals, and there's just been so much paranormal activity. It's just amazing. It's they've heard people. All kinds of voices and stuff. Yes. It's amazing. It is. And I've got to talk about the poltergeist. Now, poltergeist, they also, they move objects and stuff. They usually stay in a specific place through the house, through your home. And if you have any experiences with those, please let us know. That poltergeist, they like to throw a lot of devices and items. They get pretty temperamental. And
yes.
Yeah. If you ever seen the movie Poltergeist,
the agent did some research on that.
Uh-huh.
And all the people who were on that film crew and the people who were in the movie all died. shortly after making that movie.
That's what I heard too. Yeah, that's what I heard. It's and and it was just something a force that was there that was following them. I do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Nor doubt, I've had them do that to me too. Investigations, that you have to tell them to stay where they're at, because they'll follow you. They'll follow you wherever you go. You can go hundreds of miles and they follow you. And they go to your house because they...
5-3-8-1-1.
Yeah. Are you there, John? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But, yeah, I was just saying that you're right. The spirits will follow you because they're normally lonely and they'll follow you wherever you go. I've had little children follow me. I mean, like, EVPs, the electronic voice phenomenons that I have picked up through the years of investigation, and I've also picked up, and it's kind of eerie in its own ways. It's kind of sad because, you're picking up children's voices and stuff, and sometimes they follow you. They'll go places with you and follow you because they feel attached. They get attached to you. Spirits do. Because they don't really know where to head in or out, They're looking for company is what they're looking for, comfort. And, I've actually had one time I was going to move in this house, thought about buying a house. I had the realtor brought me in this old house. It was in, I believe, Twilla, Utah. And I had, and believe it or not, there's a lot of houses there that are haunted. But we walked in, me and my wife walked in this old house. It was over 100 years old. Walked in there, and I asked my wife, I said, well, what do you think of the house? We're walking around. And she says, I don't like it. She says, she told me, she says that, these spirits in here are not very friendly, They wanted us to leave. They wanted us to go. And, one thing is she didn't want to have to wake up one night and there was a spirit looking at her, or entity that was inside that house that was, trying to chase us out like the Annabelle Horror, Have you ever seen that, John, Annabelle Horror? Do you know anything about it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's, that movie was, that's based on a true story, definitely. Definitely.
Yes.
And, yeah, that's
I've actually
that's
seen
there.
The house.
You have seen the house. Wow. What was your feelings when
I
you were
I would not it? Step inside it, but I saw the house.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. I'm right with you. I probably would investigate it, but I don't think I'd want to stir them up or not, because, whether it's been there, they've been there for a long time, this energy or spirits, But, I've never made my way up through there to go see the Annabelle or the house there. But there was a lot of encounters there. There was a lot of things going on. Families were being chased. They could not keep people. People did not want to stay in there. There have been people that's been, they wanted to stay in there, but the families pretty much that own it, they don't really want people to come around and to investigate because they, they don't really want to show it out any, But we know, but but mystery still stays there, It's still there, and the house. But anyhow, yes.
You want to share the story that when you and Lisa first moved into that new home in 12, and Lisa walked into the washroom?
Oh, the ghostly encounter that the spirit that she's seen. Yeah, sure, I can talk about that. It was one night, it was Twilla, Utah. I worked at the Army base over there as a guard. Well, anyhow, we had a new house, brand new house we had built, and people had said that the lander was cursed. There was a lot of Native American cursing or curse that was left there behind. Well, anyhow, that me and my wife was kind of in a down mood that night, and I was just kind of trying to have her talk with her and stuff, and I had went inside my bedroom. Well, she said she turned around and she said she'd seen a camera flash. It was almost like a flash of a camera. And she looked over and she said she'd seen an image of a person, a being that had no feet. And it was all kind of like a black color with almost like a cloak on. Okay. Well, she could see his eyes. She could see eyes. Okay. And she looked again. She turned her head and looked again. It was gone. And then she turned her head probably within a few seconds, 5 seconds after she turned around. It was right in front of her face. Yeah. She said she'd seen this, and it was a man or something of another. She couldn't really get the best look at it. She just got so scared, she just freaking shot out of there, ran inside the room, and slammed the door. And she had told me, and she was frantic, and she said, and then, through that time that she's had a lot of experiences through the paranormal, she has never seen anything, encountered something like this, up close by her face. And I'm sure that, callers out there, if you want to share experiences with having ghosts come up to you, or maybe those beyond the grave, this came up to you like this and it approached you. Maybe it scared the heebie-jeebs out of you. Maybe you were just standing there with your jaw open. Okay, what do I do? But, this being had took off, this spirit or whatever it was, it took off. But it has been shown through our windows. We looked through our windows and had seen a man standing through our window. He was kind of an older man with this black cloak jacket on. But, and I do believe it's the area where you're at, and in the area could somewhat be cursed, or someone who could have passed away or died around that area there and still remains. These spirits, they don't leave, So what's your ghostly encounters, Lloyd? What have you ever had ghostly encounters? Hello?
Say that again.
Oh, that's okay.
Hello.
What's your ghostly... That's okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your ghostly encounters? What have you had in the paranormal?
Well, me and Nathan are both hypnotherapists, we've all done hypnotherapy together, so, we encounter a lot of spirits using hypnosis.
Oh, yeah.
And a person can channel spirits under hypnosis, and you could even talk to them. What
wow.
they do is they talk through that person who is, in that hypnotic state, and you could even find out their names, where they're from, where they lived, or even a lifetime, where they were in, the year and the date and everything.
Wow.
You remember
wow.
that? You remember that kid named Gregory? That,
yes, I do.
Really go under really fast, and you found
yes,
out
I
that
do.
He had a spirit that was with him, and you found
yes,
out the name
I,
of the spirit, and even went to that cemetery and found out.
Yes, and I do believe that I helped on that. It was kind of it was almost like an exorcism. And I do remember going through that, driving this spirit out. But I do remember that. I remember that. That gentleman that did have that. Yeah, and it's so common because the spirits can just attach to you, and you know, they can't enter inside. I mean, you know, and it happens. It does happen.
You remember another one was Dodie.
Yes, I do remember that woman there. Yes, I do. I do remember. Yes, and if you want to tell the callers about Dodie.
Yeah, what was interesting when we first got started into hypnosis, Adrian used to, you know, tell his teacher, and his teacher, you know, asked him to hypnotize one of the kids in the class, and he did. And then he was letting him hypnotize other kids in the class. So one of the students, you know, asked Adrian, I said, do you think you could help my mother with that hypnosis? And Adrian, you know, mentioned, yeah, we'd like to see if we could help her. Because she'd been going through a lot of psychological and health problems. And so we got invited to their home. And when the mother saw me and Adrian, you know, she was so happy, you know, that we were there to help her. It was almost like she was looking, the look on her face, when she looked at us, she looked like we were two angels standing there.
Wow.
And I told her, you know, no, we're not, you know, we're just here to help you, you know, the best way we can. But anyway, I decided to, you know, start hypnotizing her, and I was starting to take her into a trance, and she told me to stop. And because she told us that if we took her any deeper, that it would be dangerous for us.
Oh,
so I followed my intuition, and I stopped. But I wanted to still help her, so we got our you know, hypnosis instructor to come with us, and that's when you came, remember, Rita?
Yeah, I do remember that. I do. You know, I was also I also did a hypnosis too, as well.
Yeah.
I know. And I remember this one. I do. I was there to help you guys. Yes.
Yeah.
Conducting this this exorcism.
Because
they're so common. They are very common. Yes.
Yeah. This lady only weighed maybe 100 or maybe 110 pounds at the most. But it took almost five grown men to hold her down.
Yes, yes, it did. Yes, I do remember. Because I was actually holding her arm.
Yes, changed her eyes. Changed.
Yes, I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah,
have
that
you
was
ever? Yes. And I do remember that, I do, and, you know, tremendously strong, these spirits or demonic energies are very strong. You know, how about you, John, are you there?
Yes.
How about you, John, have you ever conducted any kind of stuff, like, you know, exorcisms or anything like that? Have you ever conducted any of that kind of stuff?
I've helped.
Yes.
But I really haven't performed an exorcism.
But you've seen him take place, though.
Yes.
Yes, yes. It is very, you know, the Catholic priests, what was the one on, there was one on Art Bell's show. What was his name? Do you remember what was his name?
Father Malachi,
okay. And he conducted thousands of exorcisms. He
Yeah.
He did, and he had a sudden, somewhat he had a sudden death. I don't know what.
He had a heart attack.
Yes. That's that. Yeah, I do remember that. And those who hear Art Bell and George Norrie, listen to them on, I believe it's 1160 AM, usually around about 10, 7, yeah, if night, coast to coast, yeah, coast to coast AM. They are great to listen to if you ever get a chance. You know, one of these nights you'll have to see if you can get Art Bell on. Maybe, you never know. You might be able to get him on. I know. So we can have some other stories and stuff you can say. But, you know, I mean, like I say, if anybody out there wants to call, go ahead. This is a great time tonight to, you know, we have open lines to talk about the supernatural, the paranormal, whatever it is, if it's from Bigfoot to Chupacabra or whatever it is. You know, we were even... you're talking about the zombie apocalypse as well, you know. But we, you know, all kinds of things we're open for. Okay, right, John?
Yep.
Yeah. But, oh, I sure miss Adrian tonight, though, you know.
He's, yeah.
Stalkers, I know. I really miss him, you know. We'll have to get him back on tomorrow night.
He'll be on tomorrow night.
Good, good. Get him on tomorrow night. Because he, you know, he has so much interesting things to talk about, you know. And we're all a little bit different in the way we talk about things, but, you know, but we're all in the same kind of category, you know. Right, John? I mean, you know, John's really into the paranormal and UFOs and stuff. Right, John?
Yes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, every one of us has experienced something, right? You know, paranormal, UFOs. We've all experienced something. We just have to be willing to bring it out and let other people know what you know, maybe, you know, you might have had the heebie-jeebies scared out of you. You might have seen things that maybe I've never. Yeah.
One of the reasons a lot of people don't share a lot of experiences because they're afraid somebody might think they're crazy.
Yeah, and you know, you can't think that way, people. You cannot think that way because this is a big universe. I mean, this is a big world. We are not alone, you know. Us ourselves, I mean, we're even, you know, spirits, you know what I mean? So, as this world, we depart. We depart, you know. And, there is others that are stuck on this world. There's spirits that are stuck. And these, you know, these spirits, they come in different forms and different ways. And the experiences that I've had of recording. Now, it's up to you if you want to video record or, you know, or do EVPs and record spirits. But I fair warn you, be careful. That's all I got to say, be careful. Watch to know what you're looking out for. And like they say that, you know, if you ask for something, it's going to come to you, you know. And it did to us. We, be careful what you wish for, right? Yeah. But, you know, like I say, as long as you have your protection with you, protection, you know, whatever that protects you, that if you decide to contact Voices Beyond the Grave, then why, all means, you know, all means. You know, everybody is curious. And like of you, John, you know, I'm sure you're curious too. You want to know what's out there. You want to know what's, like when we see these, exactly. And especially for UFOs. I mean, I've seen several different kinds that I just cannot explain. I can't explain. That's why we call them UFOs, you know, unidentified flying objects, which means, you know, that we're, you know, and that's what I'm saying, that's what you're saying, that a lot of times when people see something, they don't want to tell anybody because they think they're crazy. They think, oh, no, nobody's going to believe me.
We have one caller that just called in. So let's go ahead and invite that caller on.
You've got it.
Let's invite Justin English, 888.
Hello,
Justin, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, good evening, Justin. How are you doing, sir? Good. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
How are you?
What's on your mind?
I'm just kind of figuring out the, like, you know, I had a spiritual awakening, and I'm trying to figure everything out. I'm so confused on just a lot of stuff. And I talked to a few, like, they said that I'm a channeler. And I'm just kind of listening in on the radio, you know, just kind of, y'all make sense to me. Because, like, nobody understands me. I can't talk to anybody about certain things, you know. And so I'm just really trying to listen in now. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I am here, Justin. Yeah, we're here. Well, what kind of things would you want to talk about? What's on your mind, and what would you want to bring out to us? Because we're believers. We're believers in this stuff of the paranormal. And like I said, I was a paranormal investigator for quite a few years, and now I'm researching on UFOs and stuff. But, you know, what's on your mind?
I mean, I'm just you know what it is. I mean, you understand. Just like, it's just a lot of things are so confusing. And so many, like, messages from, like, it's a spirit right now with me, and I can't see her, but it's like, I can picture her in my mind, I guess, so to say. I can't physically see her, but and she's always around, and it's almost as if she doesn't even know I'm here. Like, she's not looking at me. She just stands there, like she's worried, maybe, or, you know, has her arms crossed, and it's not a bad feeling. It's just, it's like she's worried, but she has no.
Have you communicated with her, Justin? Have you communicated with her, the spirit?
I've tried. Okay. And
what about EVPs? Have you done EVPs?
No.
Sounds like you're cutting out. Are you there, Justin?
Yeah, I'm here.
Uh-oh. Okay. You're cutting out a little bit.
I'm here.
Okay. And so you say you don't use EVPs, the voice recorders?
No, I don't do do tarot readings. That's it.
I do
tarot cards. But I mean, everything else, like, nothing. I'm just trying to make things make sense to me, and it's hard enough to explain them. But
yeah, I understand. I understand. Yeah, it sounds like,
you know, it's so hard.
Definitely.
It's so hard to explain the stuff, and
it is.
But
it is.
Yeah, it's like,
but
we believe, Justin,
anything you're talking about. You know, this female spirit is being attached to you, and maybe it's protecting you. Might be protecting you.
It's
maybe somebody close to you. Did you have anybody that you knew that died?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well,
for some reason, I know it's not that. Like, she has no clue I'm here. She does not acknowledge me. Like, but maybe Spanish or Latin she talks to, and I hear it in my head. Like, I can see her in my head. I can't physically see her. But
so you're using your mental telepathy. You're using, like, your mind. So
I can tell you, like, exactly, like, the tone colors of her hair, like, what she's wearing.
Wow.
But I cannot see her physically.
Yeah, you can't see her, like, her, kind of like her, you know, what she is and her face and stuff. Well, yeah, you know, and that's the thing. And I think she's just showing you what she wants for right now. But I think she's going to reveal herself a lot more to you. She's going to reveal that, because spirits do that. They wait for a little while, you know. she just get, you know, lonely spirit. She could be a stuck spirit, too, as well. Anywhere around that area could be a stuck spirit and just trying to communicate with you. Maybe to help you.
Yeah,
to refer, see, you know.
That's what I get. She would, you know, it's like she's wearing like a long, it's like, you know, real gray dress, long sleeves. She's a very sweet lady, like sweet energy, you know. She's very worried. She's absolutely very worried about something. Just picture, like, you know, like maybe Latino grandmother, just very proper, you know, arms crossed and like really worried, but not talking. Like she's worried, talking. Like I can just tell she's worried. I mean, that's all I can say.
What state are you in? Yes. What state are you in?
I'm in Texas.
Texas, okay. I'm not far from you. Yeah, yeah. Texas has got a lot of Colorado, Pueblo, Colorado. Yeah, Texas has got a lot of paranormal activity there. There is. There's a lot of you know, wars and stuff that happen there too as well. But you know, there is everywhere around there. There is around Texas, around a lot of places around. Yeah,
and I'm on a,
you know, more than just one spirit following you around, because if she's following you around,
no,
other spirits, you know,
there's many more.
Is there many more?
Many more.
Is there? Wow, wow.
Yeah.
So that's not the only spirit that's you know, that's kind of attached to you as far as following you around. You have others too that are trying to
communicate. Like, I mean, she'll even, like, you know, yeah, and you know where I see her a lot? In the car. I see her in the car a lot. Like, but
you're in the car a lot. Wow.
Just random. I mostly see her, and she stands, like, by my bedroom door. You know, it's like she would be, like, sideways, like, turn sideways. Like, she wouldn't be looking at me. Like, she doesn't, like, I'm not existent to her, is what it seems like.
Well, I would ask her, you know, I really would, and if you really want to, you know more about her, you know, and is as friendly as you say she is, to ask her kindly if you can, you know a little more about her and who she is and what her name and all that kind of stuff. Maybe she can reveal herself, get that energy to reveal herself more. Maybe she can show herself to you, you know. And that's the main thing, is that I think they're kind of worried about showing themselves, because they're kind of, you know, they're embarrassed at what they are or something, you know. Who knows? You know, spirits, they have their own ways of communication, you know. Communication, I've done a lot of EVPs. I've done hundreds and maybe thousands of EVPs. And, you know, the voice recordings, you can hear their voice, you know. Just by a tape player, you know, just by a little cassette. Yeah. And you've heard of EVP, so, but,
yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, you know, what I can say for you, Justin, is to kindly ask her, you know, who she is and kind of reveal her, you know, like she can.
I've done everything.
She sounds pretty shy. Kind of shy.
Like
too.
I say, she's. She doesn't know I'm here. Like, that's what it seems like. She has no idea I'm even in the room or anything. And she's not talking to me when she talks. Talking
kind of
to somebody else.
Ooh,
right. Like,
she's talking to another spirit then. Okay,
yeah,
so
she's not talking to me.
Yeah.
Like, she does not know I'm there. You know, it's like she's never facing me.
She could be a residual echo.
I'm sorry?
She could be a residual echo. What that is it's the memories of someone that was in that area, and it's manifesting to another person.
See, that, I have chills when you said that. You know what? It's really funny because she... Like, I do. I have, like, hardcore goosebumps. But,
Wow. Well, I don't mean to say, we're doing our job. No, but, you know, the main thing is that, and that kind of gave me chills up and down my spine. and I've even done investigations. So,
yes.
John, you know, John knows a lot about spirits, too, and, you know, and if you want to talk to my friend John, you can, because,
okay.
You know, John,
yeah.
He can pull you through this, too.
And then I'll tell you about the UFO in a minute, but this is really interesting
sure,
for
sure.
me.
Sure. We got time.
Okay, like, she speaks in another language, so I couldn't mm-hmm. understand it anyway, but I feel like I know for some reason she's talking to her husband. It's I would think like maybe it would be her husband. He's not there, but like she would be talking to him worried, and she has no clue I'm there. Like, and she's always standing with her arms crossed, like, you know, like worried about something. So.
Yeah, you were right, John, about that residual haunting the spirit, you know, where it just stays in one place. And, you know, other spirits, not just her, but other spirits as well, because, of course, they're stuck there. Or maybe they're passing through somewhere, maybe through a portal somewhere, like you say, a portal. And that happens. That happens. You might have a portal in your house or your apartment where you're at.
Yeah, I live in a ranch out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, okay. Well, we do, too. We live out in UFO land out here. We're out in the middle of the prairie. We call it UFO land. Some of these sighted UFOs out here. But what was your UFO story?
We were taking my little cousin to the bus stop. The bus stop's probably maybe... you know, about half a mile from, like, my house. I mean, it's by a bridge. When we were backing out of the driveway, it was probably maybe, like, 6:30 in the morning, and it was with my grandmother. And my grandmother doesn't believe in any of that kind of stuff. And we were backing up, and the people that own property across from us, they have a big field. And it looked like I'm sorry?
I was just saying, I said, yeah.
Okay.
So you have a lot of land out there.
As we were backing up, it looked like there was anywhere from 6 to 8 vehicles, like, lined up in a row with their headlights on. That's what it looked like. And we were like, what in the hell? I mean, because, you know, it's 6:30 in the morning. And
I hear you. And that's normally what it is early in the morning, yeah.
And
where nobody's around.
Yeah. But it, like I said, it looked like it would be maybe like 6 to 8 vehicles, like just parked like perfectly next to each other with their headlights on, right? So as we backed out and then came around our driveway, because we were going to go check it out, there was nothing there.
Wow.
And my, you know, my grandmother's witness to that. And like I said, she does not believe in any of that shit.
Wow.
But, yeah.
So wait, just a second here, Justin. This thing vanished.
Yeah, it was gone. By the time we backed up and turned around the thing to go down our driveway, there was no lights.
Wow. That is something else.
Yeah.
Now this is the best one we had tonight. This is great.
It was really cool. And she's like, "What? I wonder what that was." And I was like, I don't know. And then, you know, once we got to our gate and then got onto that road, we looked on the field to make sure that maybe the cars turned the lights off, but there was nothing there.
Wow. Is there, do you know, Justin, if there's a UFO watchtower around there? Do you know around by Texas in the area where you're at?
What is it? A what?
A UFO watchtower. Do they have any of those around?
I doubt it. I live in a town. It's Bernie. It's a Bernie, an old German town. It's probably 30 miles from San Antonio.
Okay, I've been down by that area. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Wow, that is something else. So, is this the only time you've seen this UFO?
That's the only time that I've seen it. There was one other time. It was in the sky this time. My friend was bringing me home, and you know, like a car dealership, how they have those really big lights that like move to the sky, so you know, like a grand opening or whatever. Okay. Well, there was four of those, and there it was probably, you know, like maybe it would be in a square, I guess, like two on the top, two on the bottom, and they were moving through the sky, like, you know, like a grand opening of something, and you know they stopped. They stopped too, and that could be, you know, that could have been something in town, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there was no beam of light. It was just like maybe like just the lights in the sky, like or whatever. Kind of circle around.
Oh, yes, yes. Now,
like
have you seen that movie Fire in the Sky? Have you seen that one?
No, I don't believe so. I'm not television. I never watch TV.
Oh, I mean, it's a video movie. It's what it is. You can get it on video, like your local library, or you know, or just movies. Yeah, it's a true story. It's about a man that got abducted in Utah. He got abducted by a UFO. I don't know if you heard me on the radio or not, but they were investigating. They were just going on their way home from work, and all their brothers walked out in the woods and to see this UFO. And what do you know, his brother gets zapped up. They seen it right in front of him.
Oh, wow. You know, I might sound crazy, but I've always said I would love to get abducted by a UFO. People are like,
wow,
you're weird, but I think that would be interesting.
Okay. But you've got to know something. You've got to see it before you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you're not abducted, you don't know what it is, and you've never seen it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind, you know. I'd be like, okay, go ahead and take me.
Okay.
you know,
there's other people just like you that would do the same thing, you know. To see the unknown, to go somewhere different beyond our stars or wherever you're going to
go. And same with death. Death, you know, it doesn't scare me. If someone said, do you want to experience death and come back, you know, I'd be first in line. I just said, you know, not because I'm suicidal and want to kill myself, but I think it would be interesting, you know.
Just to have an out-of-body experience,
right.
So you're talking
like
about out-of-body experience.
Yeah, for like
experience.
The day or something, yeah.
Yeah. I've had one before, Justin. I had one before an out-of-body experience. I actually seen myself down below. I was floating above me, and I seen myself, and it was interesting. It really was. It was, you know, I was like, wow, this is really, you know?
Yeah, that's so cool.
Now, this is to get used to here, you know. But it don't happen to everybody, you know. But if it does, you know, yeah. But I appreciate, Justin, for your sharing of your paranormal experiences tonight, and thank you for calling.
No problem.
Very kind of you, sir. And greetings to you, and you have a good night, and thank you for sharing with me, Richie, and Roy and John tonight. And please call if you want to call any time during the weekend. If you want to call tomorrow night, we're doing another show tomorrow night as well. So whatever you'd like to talk about, you know, your experiences, we'd like to hear from you. Okay, Justin, thank you.
Uh-huh,
have a good night.
You. Uh-huh, you too.
You too. Sure.
Have a good night.
So there it is. You know, what do you think about that, Roy?
Yeah, that was wonderful. We just want to invite, you know, some of our other listeners and callers, you know, to share your experiences. One thing is, you know, all three of us are open to whatever you have to share. And, you know, and we'd love to share that with our listeners because, you know, that's what makes a great show is, you know, interesting people. Is there anything else,
yeah,
Richard?
Well, I was just going to share that, you know, that like he was talking about, this gentleman, Justin, his own experience of UFO encounter and paranormal and spirits. And they, you know, there's so many out there. And, you know, usually they're out there when we're sleeping. you know, or maybe we're out stargazing and we're looking out in the universe. And it's a good thing, you know, if you want to look out there and see what's out there. Because if you do, please let us know. You know, let me or Adrian, you know, or Roy or Adrian or John or someone know, because we're really into this. And, you know, don't feel like you're crazy, you know, because they're out there. They're out there. You know, seeing something that your eyes cannot believe when something takes off with the speed of light is just amazing. I mean, it is amazing, you know. That's, you know, that's the UFOs that I've seen is, you know, and you know what I mean, Roy, you know, and John, is that they take off with the speed of light. You see in there, and they're gone in a few minutes. Yes, they're very tremendously fast. They are, you know, and I think that they're somewhat, they're from other planets, and our government or other countries around the world have these devices. And that's just one thing we have to accept, you know.
Oh.
We see, we think, you know, yeah. So, anyhow, what would you like to talk about, John, and anything that you'd like to talk about this?
John, is there anything you want to share with us about this last caller?
Not really.
Okay.
What do you think about his experiences
that he had? What do you think, John? what was that? Can you say that again, Ryan? I'm sorry. We hear you.
John, think about the experiences that the last caller had.
What about that, John, the experience about Justin?
I personally think that how to put it.
Yeah. It's on the top of your head. It just it'll get there.
It's hard to explain.
I hear you. It is.
You know, there's some things that we just have to accept, you know, whatever experiences that people have, whether they're imaginary, they're real, you know, that was real to them.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It definitely is. And, you know, and I was just seeing out here in the Pueblo County where we live out in the prairie area out here, away from civilization. We're at least, maybe 15, 20 minutes from civilization. And out here is a very, very good UFO site. I've seen them out here, you know, you think it's a bright star, and, well, you know, this thing moves. It moves in light speed. And I've seen them out here. It's been a little while. I've got to do a lot more. I'm trying to do more investigations out here, and in different areas too. And I would like to get over to the San Luis Valley too, as well. John, you were telling about the UFO. It's a big UFO area there. You know.
Yes, it is.
An area where I'd like to go. Also, Roswell, New Mexico. And if anybody's ever been there, please share their experience about Roswell, because Roswell and Area 51. And Roswell, I lived in New Mexico, in Las Cruces, New Mexico, out in White Sands. And that is a big UFO site over there. I've encountered a few out there that I've seen up in the the sky. You never know, if you ever get a chance, go to Roswell, New Mexico. It's really neat. That's where actually had a UFO crash site over there as well. And they have a lot of other shops and stuff like that and UFO-type stuff. But if you're really into the UFOs, give us a call, and we'll talk about UFOs or the paranormal or ghosts and spirits. Like I say, whatever bumps in the night, whatever that you, you know, what goes on. You know, yeah. So what, John, you said you've never seen UFOs out here, right, out in this area where we live?
Not really.
Yeah. I'm not saying that they're not around. I'm sure they were around. We just, you know, we'll have to go out and do some stargazing and see if we can find some, you know. Like you say, if you can get a good high-powered camera, and anybody out there that get a high-powered camera, it'd be great because it's like a video camera or something like that. You can get night vision. You can get all kinds of stuff they sell. Then you could probably get them at your local Walmart or wherever that you, you know, decide to get and go out and do your investigations, either as for UFOs, alien encounters, or spirits or ghosts or something like that, you know, hauntings. And, you know, this area where we're at, too, is got a lot of haunted history, too, as well. A lot of it was the Native American Wars and the, you know, this was once the part of Mexico, which it was, you know, there was a lot of things that happened here and a lot of things that are still, that still remain, you know, this haunted history. So, anyhow, what would you like to talk about, Roy?
Actually, I should probably be going.
Okay, John. Well, thank you, John, for, my friend, for being with us tonight, and thank you for helping us, you know. If you want to call tonight again, John, you can call at the same time. We would love to have you on. You're awesome, John.
Okay.
Thank you for giving them the heebie-jeebies tonight. Okay, my friend. John, everybody.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome, John. You have a good night, and if I do, tomorrow night. Okay? Or if you want to get back with me in the afternoon, you know what you want to do. So, okay, John,
okay.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, John, have a good night. Good
yep.
night, my friend.
Good night.
Good night, John.
Well, I want to thank Jamie, you know, for sharing with us and joining us tonight. And to all our callers and listeners out there, we want to, you know, welcome you all back to our show tomorrow night and looking forward to another great night. Hopefully Adrian will be on the air tomorrow night and he could share some things with us. And so we get everybody a good night and you know, keep your eye to the sky because that's where all the UFOs are at.
Yeah, definitely keep your eyes to the sky. And that's a great one, because always do. Greetings, everybody, and thank you. I'm not for sure if you're ending the show or not, but
end the show.
You're about, okay. But I will let you go too, and everybody out there, God bless. And if you have any things you want to talk about tomorrow, we also do prayers also. So anybody wants prayers or whatever that you want, healings. Hopefully Adrian will be back on tomorrow, you know, we'll get stuff established.
Good night,
Good night, everybody. Good night. Okay, good night. All right. Good night.
Good night.